Hello and welcome everybody to this week's Sec Modcast. I'm Harry from CCAS and I'll be giving you all the latest this week in Sec Change. In this episode, we'll be talking you through our monthly working group outcomes, the proposals going to panel next week, and a recent designation from Bayes. So first up are the outcomes from the October 2020 working group meeting. The eight following modification proposals were discussed with these outcomes. Sec MP 24, enduring approach to communication hub for firmware management. The DCC are going to update their firmware management policy and make it available to the working group in November. MP 85, synchronization of smart meter voltage measurement periods. This modification will remain in refinement for further work on the solution. MP 106, KISM update for unknown WAN variant. So CCAS will be exploring an alternative solution which came out in the refinement consultation. MP 138, DCC service testing in ETAD. The working group wanted clarification around the charging elements of the mod, and DCC advising the only part of the mod that includes charging is radio frequency testing. We have modification proposal 139, MVP and IVP dates for CHUTs. The working group debated whether the solution of 12-month extension of the TS applicability table date would be best. The DCC gave justification for why 12 months was the preferred option and advised it can always be re-reviewed in future. We have MP 140, Communications Hub Stock Transfer. The business requirements will be updated following the meeting and a preliminary assessment will be requested shortly after with these requirements. And with SEC MP 15, gas proxy function timestamp for reading instantaneous gas values, and SEC MP 56, the IHD PPMID Zigbee attributes available on the HAN. Both of these modifications have actions to show what costs are release costs and what are specific to the modifications. Next up, we have the items that will be heading next week to panel for various updates and decisions. For update, we have SEC MP 46 to allow DNOs to control electric vehicle charges connected to smart meter infrastructure. And for decisions at panel, we have SEC MP 7, firmware updates to IHDs and PPMIDs. SEC MP 15, gas proxy function timestamp for reading instantaneous gas values. Modification proposal 111, SMDA budget amendments. And we have draft proposals 141, SRV visibility for devices on SSI, DP 142, clarification to the MMC, and DP 143, incorporating IRPs into GBCS version 3 series. Additionally, following a change board vote, modification proposal 122A, operational metrics, is now with the authority for decision with the recommendation for approval. And finally, we have released an updated version of the SEC, which is coming to effect on the 7th of October 2020, to implement a designation by the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy in support of the November 2020 SEC release. And the parts of the SEC affected by this designation change are the following documents: SEC Appendix J, Enduring Testing Approach document, SEC Appendix R, Common Testing Scenarios document, and SEC Appendix AK, SEC Variation Testing Approach document for SMETS 1 services. And that's a wrap for this week's episode. As usual, we will be posting a new modcast to the SEC website every week, and if you have any requests for what you want us to cover, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. So thank you very much for tuning into the modcast. I've been Harry from CCAS, and I'll see you soon.